fellow that talked to sort of peculiar, and he said, some people say I can't say checking. I can say checking just as good as anybody.
If you were going to get the horses ready to drive or to plow, you'd say you have to go out and
harness my horses.
Now, even before you harness them, though, you have to, like they put the yoke on them, or the
bridle them, yeah.
Yeah. Or would you ever use gear them up, or tackle them up, or rig them up?
Tackle, use it. I've got to go to the barn and gear my horses.
Now, gear, you'd gear them before you'd harness them. The harnessing, or is that all part of the same thing?
Yeah. When I go to the barn to gear my horses, I'd first catch them out of the stall.
Yeah.
Lead them out of the stall and put the harness on.
Uh-huh. All right, now the things you hold when you're plowing, they're called?
Line.
Yeah, the things when you're
out
on
horseback.
Right. Gear
my horses.
Now, gear them before you'd harness them. The harnessing, or is that all part of the same thing?
Yeah. You know, when I go to the barn to gear my horses, I'd first catch them out of the stall, lead them out of the stall, and put the harness on.
Uh-huh. All right, now the things you hold when you're plowing, they're called things you hold in your hand. And the things when you're riding horseback.
Yeah, bridle rings.
And the things you put your feet in when you ride.
Stirrups. Stirrups.
All right. And the horse on the left in plowing is called, you have two horses and you plow them with two horses, and the one that walks on the left or in the furrow, you'd say.
Yeah. No, the one on the left in the furrow, and the other one's the off horse, I guess.
Yeah. You call the other one the off horse. What do you call the one in the furrow?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, did you ever hear it called the lead horse or the near horse?
Yeah, the lead horse. You put your best horse generally in the lead.
Okay. And now if something isn't a very long distance away, you'd say, oh, that's just a
short distance.
And if it's a considerable distance, you'd say it's a
long distance.
And if something isn't difficult to find, you know, like you buy some toothpaste or something, and somebody says, gee, where'd you get this? You'd say, oh, you can buy that almost
anywhere.
Sure. And if a person fell this way, you'd say he fell
backwards.
And if he fell this way,
forward.
And if, you'd say, That kid is spoiled. He's been spoiled by his parents. And when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. He said, I had my trouble when I grew up, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. And how would you finish that? Either apt is not or like is not?
Likely.
Likely. And the trenches cut by a plow, you said, were?
Furrows.
And if you had a, let's say, you got a, you raised a big what of wheat? You said we raised a big
crop.
All right. And if you're going to plant something on the land, you'd have to
cultivate it.
Before that, though, let's say it had shrubs and bushes and things on it.
Oh, you'd have to grub it.
Okay. Now, what if you were just going to take the trees off and just cut it down even and use it for pasture land? Say, or you know, a meadow or something, or let's say a pasture, you'd say you're just gonna
just clean it up.
All right, how about, okay, and then if you planted clover and then you cut it and then you went out a second time during the year, that'd be called a
second crop.
And what about something like potatoes or something that you didn't even plant and it came up?
Volunteer.
All right, and when you're when you're harvesting wheat, when you